The Fairest Young Rose of Them All by George Albert Letty. Down in my garden, close by the fence, where the thistles and cockleburrs grow, where the ground is so rough and the sod is so tough, it's defiant to shovel and hoe. Yet the hummingbirds hum and the honeybees come, and I know there must be sweetness there. The foliage is wild, yet the fragrance is mild. There's a beauty about it that's rare. There the frog and the toad make their secret abode. They sleep through the heat of the day, but from early twilight till late in the night, they come out in the garden to play. I know they're happy, their tones are so snappy, though I can't understand what they say. For they wobble and croak till it seems they would choke, but it's love in a sort of a way. I found there one day where the weeds dried away a shrub that was trying to live, and I saw at a glance that it hadn't a chance, not a penny for it would I give. But by the sun's gentle light and the dews of the night, it was nourished, and early that fall, it filled in a bed like an ocean of red, the most beautiful rose of them all. Now I walk down a street that is not very neat, where the houses are faded and gray. Their little bare feet that play in the street, their little young hearts that are gay. And the laughter and mirth are the sweetest on earth. And my garden I try to recall, and I wonder tonight if among them there might be the fairest young rose of them all.